Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Injun War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It's our Thanksgiving special with Pastor Drew Sams. We are in our last segment, and Pastor Drew, during our break, we were talking about thanks and giving, and you had some thoughts you wanted to share, so I turn it back to you.
Well, yeah, you know, if all my friends say that I'm a word geek, that I break apart words, I break apart phrases, try to figure out the meaning of them, and I was just thinking about this phrase, this word that I've heard my entire life, Thanksgiving, and I really hadn't thought about it in a really specific sense, that it's two words, thanks and giving. And the idea of giving really is something that leaves you and goes towards someone else or something else. And this idea of giving thanks, I think, is one step beyond just being thankful. I think it's one thing to be thankful in your heart, in your mind, to maybe look back on the last year and say, gosh, I'm really thankful for my friends that really were able to encourage me this year. I'm thankful for my job. And it's one thing to keep it on the inside, but I think it's something entirely different to actually give that thanks to those in your life that have been there for you, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's children, parents, or even to God. And I think the actual act of verbalizing it, whether through its your words, maybe it's a written note, maybe it's a prayer, I think that is so important, especially today on this Thanksgiving.
I think that's well said. I think rather than just looking through the ads in your very thick Thursday paper for Black Friday, take a little time on top of doing that and circling all the things you're going to buy to reflect on what the holiday is all about. And I think that's been your theme throughout this show. And I couldn't agree with it more.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to end with a quote by, it's an old quote, it's from the 13th century. It's a German theologian. His name is Meister Eckhart. And I love this. He says, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was, thank you, that would suffice.
I saw that one too, but I think I'll see if I have one that's a little older than you.
There you go.
Okay. When was Cicero around?
Oh, gosh, Cicero was, gosh, was it first century?
Okay, so this might be older. Okay,
I think so.
From Cicero, back to a theme that we talked about from the, I think, the first segment. He said, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others.
Mm. Oh, that's so good. And that's actually first century B.C.
Well, we just have a minute or two left. I'd like to let you share any other thoughts you have on this Thanksgiving special, other than your cheesecake recipe, although I don't know if your mother has given it to you yet.
You know, she hasn't even given it to me yet.
Oh, that's...
I just enjoy it. I just enjoy it.
Well, it doesn't show on you, but it would show on me.
You know, I love what you said earlier about some practical opportunities for parents and really for anybody to go through a meal and take some time to actually verbalize and to give thanks for the events or even the actions that people have done to you in the last year. Great opportunity. It's Thanksgiving. I think you've got a good excuse with your family as you sit down and say, hey, once a year, let's at least do this.
Well, and I think that's what my show is about, and that's what you and I have talked about over the many months that we've been doing the show together. Is being a good parent is modeling. And on Thanksgiving, you can model great cooking, and you can also model that Thanksgiving is more than a shopping holiday and more than about eating. And in fact, it's all of that. Enjoy the food, enjoy the friendship, enjoy the family, and enjoy being grateful.
Well said, well said.
So, Pastor Drew, you have a great meal this afternoon and a great nap. Enjoy the football games. I know you will be thankful and share some prayers with your family. I will talk with you as we do each week. And thank you so much for the work you did in preparing and helping out on this show. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And I need to remind you all, my motto, thanks again for joining us. And remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.